All right. So we are going to do the energy meditation again, just to make sure that we are tuned in to the right place to get things moving, because whatever we're doing, if we're not doing it from the right place inside of ourselves, it's just going to create more chaos. So just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Slow breath out. Another deep breath in. Slow breath out. Another deep breath in. Just go really shake all the gunk out of our system. And then just start slowly tapping your head with your fingers. All over your head, releasing all the thoughts of scarcity, thoughts of confusion, thoughts of I don't know what I'm doing and why I'm doing anything. All the thoughts that are blocking our intuition. All the thoughts that are blocking our guidance. We don't know in the first place what the hell we're doing on this planet, let alone what we're doing in our job. Maybe even just start stroking and tapping your arms, clearing the energy that we put out into this world and where we receive from this world. Really unblock all the channels that we have. Tap your chest where your heart is. Really clear all the channels that are blocking our energy pouring out from our heart and that are blocking the support that we need to enter our heart. Slowly tap with your fists on your second chakra, your creative energy source. Really releasing all the old patterns, how we used to use our energy, and really allowing our complete, beautiful, creative energy to be put out into this world. Tap our third chakra, our solar plexus, allowing our true power to wake up, to be heard, to feel seen in this world. Really exhale with a little bit of voice, knowing that using our voice in this world will allow people to resonate with who we are and what it is that we're doing. Just breathe out a little bit louder with a little bit of sound. Unblocking our throat. Twist your head a little bit. See where your throat is still blocked. Just allow yourself to sit there, feel your energy body waking up, knowing that we are here to do amazing things in this world. Feeling your own energy waking, feeling your system waking up, feeling what it is that we're trying to put out into this world. I want to see how the divine energy of what we're doing in this business is entering your system from the seventh chakra all the way from the top of your head, filling you up as if there's liquid gold being poured into your system. The energy field of what it is that we are here to do in this world is pouring down into your head, filling your seventh chakra, your sixth, your fifth, your heart chakra, your power center, our creative energy center, our first chakra. Really filling up our entire system with divine light and pure beauty. Pouring from our energy centers into every cell of our body. Waking up all our power, all our energy. Pouring out through our body, through our skin, into our energy field. Until we're sitting in a beautiful bubble of divine energy. The energy that we are here to share through this work that we do in this world. I want you to know that this energy is here for us to begin with. It's here for us in the first place. Filling us up, pouring out through our system. And while we're sitting here, I want you to think of somebody that you care about deeply. Maybe it's a child, maybe a loved one. And I want you to hold them in this energy field and see them receiving this energy from us. I want you to see how we are all connected in this energy field, in this business. Being carried, being supported by divine energy, by pure guidance, by God. Maybe you can see us in a circle holding hands around this thing that we call our business, through which we funnel our beauty into this world. See how the people we love are receiving this beautiful energy and how that is creating beauty in their lives, warmth. I want you to see the clients that we have that are getting amazing results, that are so happy, that are so deeply served and grateful for the fact that they have the opportunity of working with us. Think of all the clients like Marcus and Ava, Ilse, Ina, Corinna. All the names that are not coming, Annette, Pauline. All the clients that are there really doing amazing things, Karen, Vivienne. Also, the clients that might not be actively engaged in a program but are still in our world, like Ellen, Mariette, Nikai, Karen, many names that I'm forgetting right now. In total, about 587, maybe even more today. Now, to see them in this energy field, see how that energy field has lifted them up. How we came onto their path in the exact right time, in the exact right moment, with the exact right message. See how they grew through our work together. Think of the beautiful messages we got from people like Vise, who just went to the Divine Warrior, Jamila, who's sending all her friends our way. I want to feel how we are carried, supported, lifted, needed in today's world. I want to see how these once very small lights became to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. How grateful they are and what that means in the world around them. How their trust in themselves has grown into faith of bringing out what they are supposed to do in this world, how that is bleeding to the people that they love, how that is creating a network of beauty on the entire planet. Breathe it in. Knowing that we get to serve from this place, from this field, by pouring this energy field out into the world where it's needed most, where it will bring this further and further and further and further. While we're connected with this energy, I want you to see all the little lights on the planet of people who are actively seeking our support and can't find it. I want you to see these little lights going on. Cries for help. Maybe very small lights, but we can see them. I want you to see our energy field pinging little signals of hope to them, saying, "We're here. And we will do whatever it takes to show up so that you will be able to find us this week." See them receiving these little pings of hope. And see when they receive them, how that makes them feel. How that gives them connection to hope, to certainty, to clarity. How they're growing because we are in their world. Because we decided to show up when it was uncomfortable. Not just take care of us, take care of them, show up because they need us. Because that's what we're here for. Because we decided to commit to what we're here to do in this world. See them receive our light and see how their light is growing because of it and how that is impacting their life. People around them, the ones they love, the ones they are here to show up for. I want to see an entire blanket of light wrapping around the world that started here. Because we had the courage to do whatever it takes, maybe even especially when it's hard. Breathe that in. There is an immense amount of light available for us. There is an immense opportunity for us to serve. This week, we're going to take the step that we are asked to do this week. This week, we're going to start to show up from this energy in ways that we can't even possibly imagine ourselves yet. People are going to see us, they're going to come to us this Friday. We are going to celebrate immense success. This Friday, people have reached out to us. They've said yes. They've seen that we're there for them. We've taken the steps that were right in front of us. Just one step at a time. Breathe it in. Feel it flowing through your system, knowing that this meditation is being recorded. So whenever you need it, you can listen to it. Whenever you need to tune into me, I'm there on Slack, sending messages of hope. And I will be holding this energy the entire week for all of us. All you need to do is just tune in so that we can send out from the right place inside. Just take your time to open your eyes. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going into the seminar room to say hi to Annemiek and answer some questions with her. And at 12, we are having our call with Sam. I will make sure that we have a Zoom link for that. We have a lot of things to do this week. If anything pops up, let me know through Slack. And I hope you have an amazing week.